A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when our hope seems gone? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill shares some insights.
Chris, we are all going to have moments in life, more times than we'd like, where hope seems gone. And hope may very well be gone if we're placing our hope in someone or something instead of God. We need to be aware that the enemy, the devil, has a battle strategy designed specifically for each of our situations that can bring about doubt through the challenges we face in life. He wants us to give up and give in to hopelessness. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Our hope endures because our faith is in God, and God is faithful. So we need to take a look at what we're hoping for or hoping in. Is it something that brings glory to God and is in line with His will, or is it only to bring about temporary pleasures? If we're properly placing our hope in the promises that God has made to us, we won't be disappointed. We need to learn to ask God for the what and trust Him with the how. So when what we've hoped for doesn't seem to be coming to fruition, we need to remember that God Himself has asked us in Jeremiah 32:37, "Is anything too difficult for me?" If you need hope when hope seems gone, visit scripturenow.com where you'll find the promises of God that will encourage and strengthen your faith.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.